Amen. Thank you, the worship team.
Tusen takk til lovsangsteamet.
It doesn't look like we preach this morning.
Det ser ikke ut som vi skal tale i formiddag.
But we have to.
Men vi må jo det.
It is Palm Sunday.
Det er palmesøndag.
I remember Palm Sunday like when I was a little boy of maybe 7-8 or 10.
Og jeg husker det palmesøndag, jeg var kanskje 7-8 år.
So we are always giving palms and branches in our arms.
Så gav vi alltid grener, så hadde vi grener I hendene våre.
And we are permitted to run around the aisle of the church.
Og vi kunne løpe I midtgangen I kirka.
And sometimes we go outside and do procession.
Og noen ganger så var vi også utendørs og gikk I sånne prosesjoner.
It is one of those Sundays that we are permitted as kids to make as much noise as possible.
Det var en av de søndagene vi kunne lage så masse støy vi bare klarte vi barna.
You know, without being scolded by our parents.
Uten å måtte bli rettesatt av våre foreldre.
I don't know if we are allowed to make such noise here.
Jeg vet ikke om vi kan bråke så mye her.
But it is Palm Sunday.
Men det palmesøndag.
It is a day that we make joyful noise to the King.
Og det en dag hvor vi lager en herlig støy for Herren.
And we declare.
Og vi bekjenner.
That Jesus is the King.
At Jesus kongen.
Amen.
Amen.
In the Bible text that Ella helped us to read in the book of Mark.
I den bibelteksten som Ella leste for oss I Markus evangelium.
It is the story of Palm Sunday, right?
Så det historien om palmesøndag, ikke sant?
So Jesus Christ was walking up to Jerusalem with his disciples.
Så Jesus gikk opp til Jerusalem sammen med sine disipler.
You know, Jerusalem sits on a hill.
Jerusalem jo på en høyde.
Very steep.
Veldig bratt opp dit.
I think it's over 3,000 feet above the normal sea level.
Det over 600 meter over havet.
And then they were walking.
Og så mens de gikk.
As they were approaching.
Mens de nærmet seg,
he sent his disciples.
Så sendte han sine disipler.
But it's important to know
det viktig å vite
that this was the last trip that Jesus had to make into Jerusalem.
At dette var den siste reisen Jesus gjorde til Jerusalem.
He has been there many times before.
Han hadde vært der flere ganger før.
The Bible says that he was baptized in Jerusalem. He was brought into the temple in Jerusalem.
Bibelen sier at han ble brakt til Jerusalems tempel.
When you read Luke chapter 2,
I Lukas 2,
you see that his parents were always in Jerusalem for annual Passover.
Så ser du at hans foreldre var alltid der I forbindelse med påsken.
It was not his first time.
Så det var ikke hans første gang.
But this was a very special time.
Men dette var en spesiell tid.
So he was walking over, going with his disciples for Passover.
Så han var på vei dit, altså I forbindelse med påske.
And usually when it is Passover, you go with a lamb.
Og vanligvis når det påske, så tar du med deg et lam.
For the sacrifice.
For offre.
But this time he was the lamb himself.
Men denne gangen var han lammet.
He was going up there to eat the last meal with his disciples and friends.
Han skulle opp dit for å spise det siste måltidet med disiplene sine.
He was going to face betrayal.
Han skulle først forrådes.
He was going to face trial.
Han skulle få retten.
He was to face punishment and eventually death.
Han skulle møte straff og så død.
He was to go there and take away carry the sins of the world.
Han skulle opp dit for å bære verdens synd.
So this trip to Jerusalem was very special.
Så denne reisen til Jerusalem var veldig spesiell.
And so the people welcomed him with joy.
Og folket tok imot ham med glede.
They took leaves and sang.
De tok grener og så sang de.
Just like I was made to sing in those days along the aisles of the church.
Akkurat sånn som jeg fikk synge I kirka når jeg var liten.
And it's a bit ironic that it is the same people who we are singing Jesus is the King.
Og det litt ironisk at det det samme folket som ropte og sang Jesus konge.
They were probably the same people who shouted him to death.
Så det samme som ropte at han skulle dø.
How ironic.
Så ironisk.
So as he was walking up,
så mens han var på vei opp,
he sent his disciples.
Så sendte han disiplene sine.
He said, "Go into the village ahead of us."
Han sier, "Gå inn I landsbyen foran oss."
You will find a donkey.
Dere skal finne et esel.
Today's message is not about Jesus as the king, right?
Så I dag ikke tale om at Jesus kongen.
Today it is all about something else.
I dag handler det om noe annet.
We're going to talk about the donkey.
Vi skal ikke snakke om
the donkey.
Vi skal snakke om esle.
You know, it's not always that we talk about this wonderful donkey, this partner of Jesus.
Det ikke det også ofte vi snakker om denne partneren til Jesus her.
Yeah, we're going to talk a bit about him.
Vi skal snakke litt om han.
Amen.
Amen.
Today is Palm Sunday.
For det palmesøndag.
Jesus is the king, no dispute.
Jesus er konge, ingen protest.
But let's talk about his partner.
Men la oss snakke om hans partner.
The one that he walked with into Jerusalem.
Den han som var med ham til Jerusalem.
You see, why is donkey important here?
Hvorfor er eselet viktig her?
In the olden world.
For I gammel tid.
Usually the means of transport were mostly horses or donkeys.
Så var transportmidlet hest eller esel.
But the horses were symbols of war.
Men hesten var jo krigens symbol.
Donkey, on the other hand, represents peace.
Esle symboliserer fred.
So Jesus climbed on a donkey.
Så Jesus red på en hest.
As the prince of peace.
Som som fredens konge.
Not as a warrior.
Ikke som en kriger.
Of course, he's going to come like a warrior later time.
Han kommer som en kriger senere.
But now he's coming as the prince of peace, as the king of the world.
Men nå kommer han som fredsfyrsten, kongen
then,
over verden.
And then he climbed on top of this donkey.
Og så klatret han på eselet.
This donkey has never been used by anyone.
Dette eselet hadde aldri blitt sittet på av noen før.
So he sent his disciples.
Så han sendte disiplene.
Go into the village.
Gå inn I landsbyen.
Get me the donkey.
Finn dette eselet.
But you know what?
Vet du hva?
The donkey was tied somewhere.
At det eselet var jo bundet opp.
The donkey was tied somewhere.
Det var knyttet fast til et sted.
He was tied on it somewhere on his neck.
Han hade bundet på runt han var bundet om nacken sin.
So the first thing is to untie this donkey.
Så först så måste de knyta det upp
to release it from where it was.
För att knyta det upp från där det var bundet till för det var bundet till.
You see, there are some little details here.
Det är några detaljer här.
And we need to go into this detail a little bit.
Och låt oss gå lite in I de detaljerna.
I usually tell my wife, don't go into the details.
Jag säger ofta till kona mig att inte bry dig om detaljerna.
You know, the devil can be in the details.
För djävulen kan vara I detaljerna.
Have you heard that before? The devil is in the details.
Har du hört det uttrycket att djävulen är I detaljerna?
Yeah, but this time there's something good in these details.
Men I dessa detaljerna är det något gott.
So let us look at why the donkey is tied.
Så la oss se på varför är detta eselet bundet?
You see, many of us in this life.
Många av oss I detta livet.
As Christians,
som kristna,
we want to walk with Jesus.
Så vill vi vandra som kristna.
We want to walk, want to be His partner.
Vi vill vara I partnerskap med Jesus.
But the truth is that sometimes we are tied down.
Men sanningen är att någon gånger så är vi bundet.
We are tied by guilt.
Vi är bundet av skuld.
We are tied by anxiety.
Av ängstelse.
Sometimes by concern and fears.
Någon gånger av frukt.
So I want to pose a question to someone here today.
Så jag lyssnar till och föreslår något idag.
Maybe you're sitting here or you're watching from the internet.
Kanske du sitter här idag eller följer med oss online.
Is there a rope holding you back?
Är det ett rep om dig som håller dig tillbaka?
Is there a rope holding you from knowing which direction to take?
Är det något som håller dig tillbaka från att gå I den riktningen du ska?
Maybe you have accepted the lie.
Kanske du har godkänt eller anerkänt lögnen.
You have agreed to the argument that it is over.
Du har resignerat och säger att det är över.
It is possible that you are maybe a bit elderly.
Det kan hända att du är äldre.
And then you think that I'm too old to walk with him.
Och så tänker du att jag är för gammal till att vandra med honom.
I am too old to be his partner at this stage.
Jag är för gammal till att vandra med honom på denna tidpunkt av livet mitt.
And this becomes a rope that ties you down.
Så har det blivit ett rep som håller dig tillbaka.
But I want to assure you this afternoon.
Men jag har lust att sitta där I eftermiddag.
It doesn't matter how old you are.
Det har inte något att säga hur gammal du är.
Remember what Caleb said to Joshua.
Husker du vad Caleb sa till Josua?
If you read the book of Joshua in chapter 14 or thereabout.
När du läser I Josua 14.
Caleb was, I think, 85 years old.
Så var Caleb 85 år.
And he said to Joshua.
Och han sa till Josua.
He said, "Give me this mountain of the Lord."
Ge mig detta fjäll, denna fjällbygden.
Because I feel as strong as if I'm 340.
För jag är så stark som om jag var 40.
So it doesn't matter how old you think you are.
Så det handlar inte om hur gammal du är.
Don't let yourself be tied down.
Inte låt dig själv bindas upp.
Release yourself as a donkey to walk with the master.
Sätt dig själv fri som esle så att du kan vandra med mästaren.
Maybe you are a young adult.
Kanske du är en ung vuxen.
You know, you have maybe tried before.
Du har prövat förr.
And the fear of trying again is overwhelming you.
Och frykten för att pröva igen den är överväldigande.
That's a rope holding the donkey.
Det kan vara ett rep som håller
dig. You need to release this rope.
Du trenger å knyte det opp.
You need to untie it.
Trenger å knyte det opp.
You know, sometimes we are held back by the rope of unforgiveness.
Noen ganger så kan vi bindes av rep som utilgivelse.
Maybe we could be held back and tied by unpleasant past.
Vi kan holdes tilbake av vår fortid.
And then we cannot move forward.
Og da kan vi ikke vandre forover.
Maybe sometimes we are tied down by obsessions, you know.
Noen ganger så vi opphengt I ting.
Dependencies.
avhengigheter.
You know, sometimes we are tied down by the new technologies of the world.
Vi kan være opptatt av det som hører denne verden til.
By smartphones, by Netflix, by Facebook.
Smartphone, Netflix, Facebook.
Sometimes we can be. They are not bad things. They are really good, right?
Det er jo ikke dårlige ting. Det er bra.
Sometimes we get so tied down by them.
Men vi kan bli så bundet opp av det.
And then they are the rope that tend to hold us back.
Og så blir det sånne rep som holder oss
igjen. Sometimes we are tired.
Noen ganger vi slitne.
You feel so weak.
Vi føler oss så svake.
You feel there's no more energy.
Ingen energi.
I don't have the energy to stand and walk with him.
Jeg har ikke kraften til å stå og det å vandre med ham.
To you I said this morning.
Til deg sier jeg denne morgenen.
As Isaiah the prophet said in chapter 40.
Jesaja sier i kapittel 40.
Isaiah 40:28.
40:28.
He said, "Have you never heard?"
Vet du ikke, har du ikke hørt?
Have you not understood?
Har du ikke forstått?
The Lord is the everlasting God.
Herren den evige Gud.
The creator of the earth.
Som skapte jordens ender.
He never grows weak or weary.
Han blir ikke trett og ikke sliten.
No one can measure the depths of his understanding.
Ingen kan forstå hans forstand.
Jesus knows about the ropes.
Jesus kjenner disse
tauene. He knows that we can be tied down just like the donkey.
Han vet at vi kan bindes opp akkurat som
det esel. But he says through the prophet Isaiah.
Men han sier til
Jesaja. Have you not heard?
Har du ikke hørt?
Have you not understanding?
Har du ikke forstått det?
Of what our God can do?
Hva vår Gud kan gjøre?
Jesus is in the process of is in the business of untying donkeys.
Jesus han i denne businessen av å knyte løseslene.
He wants us to release those yokes, that those burdens on our shoulders and hand it over to him.
Han vill lösa oss från dessa åkna och ge det över till ham.
And it is important that we remove these hindrances.
Och därför är det så viktigt att vi kvittar oss med dessa hindringarna.
Because it is when we remove this yoke on the donkey's neck.
För det är när vi tar av dessa åkna av eslet.
That we can worship him freely.
Att vi kan tillbe honom fritt.
That we can praise him with open hearts.
Att vi kan tillbe honom med ett öppet hjärta.
So Palm Sunday is not only a celebration of Jesus as the king.
Så palmsöndag handlar inte om att fira Jesus som konge.
It is also a celebration of Jesus as the liberator.
Men det är om Jesus som den som sätter fri.
Because he came to liberate us from that which ties us down.
För han kommer för att sätta oss fri från det som håller oss bundet.
So we can ride with him into Jerusalem.
Så vi kan ri med ham in i Jerusalem.
To ride with him into the holy city.
Ri med ham in i den helige byen.
The city of the living God.
I byen til den levende Gud.
We are created for a purpose. We are created for a purpose.
Vi er skapt for en hensikt.
To love God and to love one another.
Til å elske Gud og elske hverandre.
And we cannot fully do this unless we are released.
Og vi kan ikke gjøre det hvis ikke vi er satt fri.
Unless we take away burdens and weights that weighs us down.
Hvis ikke vi er satt fri fra byrde som holder oss nede.
And by releasing these burdens,
og fra å bli satt fri fra disse bondene,
we can freely raise our hands in worship.
Så kan vi fritt løfte våre hender
til
ham.
We can have our hearts released to praise him.
Vi kan få våre hender satt fri slik at vi kan prise ham.
Just like those on the Palm Sunday with him in Jerusalem.
Akkurat som disse som red med ham i Jerusalem.
Singing Hosanna in the highest.
Sang Hosanna i det høyeste.
It is him who comes in the name of the king.
Det han som kommer.
Glory be to his name.
Ære til hans navn.
We can only do that when we are tied.
Vi kan bare gjøre det.
So cast your burden unto him.
Så kast det byrde på ham.
Release every rope that ties us back.
Ta og fjern alle disse åkne.
Just like the owner released it unto the disciples.
Gjør det og som eieren av disciplen satte eieren.
So that we can be free to worship him with open heart and mind.
Så vi kan ære og prise ham.
Amen.
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 I said today.
Jeg sier i dag.
It's Palm Sunday.
I dag det palmesøndag.
It's one of the days we are allowed to make noise in the church.
Det en av de dagene som vi får lov til å være litt høylytte.
So nobody will scold you for making noise.
Så ingen skal skjenne på deg fordi at du lager lyd.
We are allowed to do that today, at least only today.
I dag har vi i hvert fall lov til det. I hvert fall i dag.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord has need for the donkey.
Herren hadde brukt for eselet.
So Jesus said to these two disciples.
Så Jesus sier til disiplene.
When you get into this village.
Når han kommer inn i landsbyen.
You will find this donkey.
Og finner eselet.
And someone is going to protest maybe.
Så sier han noen vil kanskje protestere.
You know, someone is going to protest and say, why are you doing that?
Noen kommer til å si, hvorfor gjør dere det?
You see, Jesus knew that there's going to be a protester, right?
Jesus visste at det kommer til å være noen som motsatser.
Because the world is full of protesters.
Og verden full av folk som motsetter seg.
Our lives are full of protests.
Våre liv kan være full av protester.
You know, our family activities.
Våre familieaktiviteter.
Our everyday life, work.
I hverdagsliv
you know,
eller jobb.
Deadlines to meet.
Så har vi deadliner.
They are all protesters.
Det er alltid noe som
Jesus knows about them. Jesus knows about them.
Jesus visste om dem.
So he said to them,
så han sa til dem,
you are going to meet some protesters.
Dere kommer til å møte
those
noen,
who will say to you,
så kommer til å si,
why are you taking the donkey?
Hvorfor løser dere eslet?
So the same thing with all of us today.
Så det samme med oss.
Sometimes we want to move.
Noen ganger så vil vi
be oss. We want to lead ourselves to walk with him.
Og for å vandre med ham.
But those protesters will tell us,
men disse her som motsetter seg,
why do you want to do this?
De spør, hvorfor vil du gjøre det?
Just reply.
Og så skal vi svare.
Just say, the Lord has need for me.
Herren har brukt for meg.
The Lord has need for my children.
Herren har brukt for mine barn.
The Lord has need for everything about me.
Herren har brukt for alt det som handler om mitt liv.
Those protesters are genuine.
Disse protesterne.
We are not saying that they are wrong.
Vi kan ikke si at de har feil.
So they will always protest.
Så de vil alltid motsette seg.
Just like the owner of the donkey.
Akkurat som eieren av
eselet. But you saw what the owner did.
Men vet hva eieren gjorde?
As soon as they told him,
når de sa til ham,
the Lord has need for this
Herren har brukt for ham,
he released it without further questioning.
Så løste han det uten noe mer spørsmål.
Just say to the protesters in your life,
så si til de som står imot deg I livet,
the Lord has need for me,
du trenger ikke meg,
and I'm sure he will release it.
Og du, han vil sette deg fri.
Jesus has need for all of us.
Herren har brukt for enhver av oss.
As partners.
Som partnere.
But let us be honest.
Men la oss være ærlige.
Does God really need anything? Does God really need anything?
Trenger egentlig Gud noe?
In reality, God doesn't need anything.
Nei, Gud trenger egentlig
ikke
noe.
He needs nothing.
Han trenger ingenting.
Because I think Jesus could have easily stay walking to Jerusalem.
Jesus kunne enkelt ha gått alene til Jerusalem.
Without the king.
Som king.
And the people will still declare and sing him as the king.
Og folk ville fortsatt hylle ham som konge.
So without the donkey, he could have still walked with the disciples.
Så uten esle så kunne han gått sammen med disiplene.
So Jesus as well could have maybe floated on the air.
Jesus kunne til og med ha svevd I luften.
Maybe his disciples walked behind him.
Kanskje disiplene hadde gått bak ham.
And then he could be walking on the air.
Og så kunne han gått I luften.
Somebody is doubting. I see some faces thinking that it's impossible.
Og noen tenker jo at nei, det umulig.
Have you forgotten that he walked on the waters?
Har du glemt at han gikk på vannet?
If he could walk on the waters,
hvis han kunne gå på vannet,
he can as well walk on the air.
Så kunne han jo gå på luften.
So he could have done that.
Så han kunne ha gjort det.
So why the donkey?
Så hvorfor esel?
Jesus needs nothing.
Jesus behøver jo ingenting.
But sometimes,
men noen ganger,
he allows us to be partners to. He allows us to be partners with him.
Så tillater han oss å være partner med ham.
Through his grace.
Gjennom hans nåde.
So that we walk together with him.
Så vi kan gå sammen med ham.
So it's not because he really needs us.
Det ikke fordi han trenger oss.
We are not to save the world again.
Vi skal jo ikke frelse verden.
The world is already saved by him.
Verden jo frelst av ham.
So our time.
Så vår tid,
our talents,
våre talenter,
our gifts,
våre gaver,
we release it for the master's use.
Det jo gitt for å brukes.
Just to become partners with him.
Slik at vi kan være partnerskap med ham.
We release ourselves to be instruments in his hand.
Vi stiller oss selv slik at vi kan være instrumenter I hans hand.
Just like the owner of the donkey.
Akkurat som eieren av eselet.
We release the donkey without further questioning.
Som knyttet opp eselet og uten flere spørsmål.
Without applying too much logic.
Uten for mye logikk.
And when we do that,
og når vi gjør det,
he begins to use us.
Så begynner han å bruke oss.
Let's get practical here.
La oss være praktiske nå.
The Lord has need for all of us.
Herren har brukt for alle.
Every one of us have something to contribute in his kingdom.
Hver av en av oss har noe å bidra med I Guds rike.
This temple needs to be filled up again.
Og dette huset må jo fylles på nytt igjen.
Covid restrictions are over.
Covid restriksjonene forbi.
It's time to get into his presence and lift holy hands together and worship.
Det tid for å komme sammen og løfte hendene og tilbe ham.
It is a wonderful thing to have people sitting at home and watching on their maybe on the internet.
Det jo kjempefint å sitte hjemme og se online.
It is so amazing.
Det veldig fint.
We are privileged to have that.
Vi var jo privilegierte som hadde
God,
det.
And we thank God for that.
Og vi takker Gud
But
for det.
But it's also very important.
Men det også viktig.
That we gather here together.
At vi kommer sammen.
Remember, we are social human beings.
For vi jo sosiale vesener.
We need to stand together and lift our holy hands together.
Vi trenger å komme sammen og løfte hellige hender sammen.
We need to worship our King in His presence together.
At vi kan tilbe Kongenes konge I hans nærvær sammen.
Because the time of restrictions are over.
For restriksjonene jo forbi.
So we have to fill up the temple one more time.
Så nå må jo fylle opp tempelet på nytt.
But someone have to do a little bit of extra work.
Men noen må jo gjøre det lille ekstra.
Someone have to encourage one another.
Vi må oppmuntre hverandre.
Maybe you may choose to volunteer to drive someone today or next Sunday or the Sundays to come.
Kanskje du stilte deg frivillig til å kjøre noen hit I dag eller neste søndag.
You know, I have been here for a long time.
Jeg har jo vært her I mange år.
And I wouldn't say how long.
Og jeg vil ikke si hvor lenge.
But Yeah, but one of the things I know
Men en av de tingene jeg vet,
is that we tend to assume a lot.
At vi antar mange ting.
I tend to assume that all is well.
Vi antar det ene.
All is well with him.
At alt bra med han.
All is well with her.
Alt bra med henne.
Which is good.
Som bra.
But sometimes,
Men noen ganger,
we also need as Christians.
Så trenger vi som kristne.
We need to step forward and ask.
Og stille oss fram og spørre.
Are you really well?
Du vet du at
Are you really okay?
Det virkelig bra med deg?
Are you coming to his service, his presence tomorrow?
Kommer du på Guds tjeneste, inn I Guds nærvær
Do you need anything from me?
Trenger du hjelp av meg?
Maybe I can go with you together. I can come drive you.
Kan vi reise sammen? Jeg kan kjøre deg.
The Lord is looking for people who will take this kind of bold steps.
Herren ser etter noen som vil ta sånne modige steg.
So it's time to fill up the temple one more time.
Det tid for å fylle opp kirka enda en gang.
It may sound very little.
Det kan se så lite ut.
But all of us need to start be thinking this way.
Men alle må vi begynne å tenke på denne måten her.
So we need each other for fellowship.
Vi trenger hverandre for fellesskap.
We need each other for companionship.
Vi trenger hverandre for brorskap.
Maybe you have children.
Kanskje du har barn.
It is your responsibility and mine.
Det ditt og mitt ansvar.
To make them available for his use.
At de kan få lov til å være tilgjengelig for hans
vilje. What I always tell my only two kids.
En periode hadde vi to barn.
I say God does not have grandchildren.
Jeg sier Gud har jo ikke barnebarn.
Does he?
Har han det?
God doesn't have grandchildren.
Gud har ikke barnebarn.
God has children.
Gud har barn.
So you are a child of God.
Du Guds barn.
I'm a child of God.
Jeg også Guds barn.
So it is my responsibility.
Så det mitt ansvar.
To help you as a little child.
Å hjelpe deg som et lite barn.
To bring you more and more into his presence.
Til å bringe deg mer og mer inn I hans nærvær.
I am only a caretaker.
Jeg bare en.
I'm only a caretaker.
En som, en som tar vare på deg.
So it is him. You are his child.
Så du hans barn.
You are not his grandchild.
Du ikke hans barnebarn.
So, but I have that role to play.
Så jeg har den rollen å spille.
At least when they are little.
At mens de små.
So all of us.
Alle av oss.
Take that responsibility.
Ta det ansvaret.
Push on to get them to be in his presence at all times.
Ta dem med in I Guds nærvær.
You see, I have three kids.
Jeg tre barn.
10, 7, and 5.
10, 7, og 5.
And they go to swim. They go
og
to
de
swim.
Svømmer.
They swim in Sola hall.
De svømmer I Sola svømmehall.
And they love it.
Og de elsker det.
About 2 weeks ago.
Og for to år siden.
The swimming club they organized a kind of small competition among themselves.
Så hadde svømmelæreren en sånn intern svømmekonkurranse.
And they signed up.
Og I tillegg.
So but there's a problem.
Men plutselig var det et problem.
Ja. Yeah. The problem is that the first one, Neria.
Den eldste Neria.
Neria is 10.
Hun 10.
She hates competition.
Hun hater konkurranse.
She doesn't like it.
Hun liker det ikke.
But we showed up in the swimming hall.
Men vi møtte opp I svømmehallen.
And she screamed.
Og hun skrek.
Is that a competition?
Oh, en konkurranse?
I said, no, it's just about fun.
Nei, det bare for
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's no winner here.
Det ingen vinnere her.
But her face turned completely red or whatever.
Men hun var helt sånn oppskjørtet.
So if you stay maybe 10-20 meters away.
Så hvis du liksom 10-20 meter unna.
You can hear the pounding of her heart.
Så kan du høre at hjertet hennes dunker.
So she said no.
Hun sa nei.
This is I don't want it.
Jeg vil ikke det her.
And then if you are me.
Og hvis du meg.
You know all the things we are learning in social psychology, you know.
Med alt det vi lærer om sosial
all these nice motivational things, you know.
All det med motivasjon.
And I began to say to her.
Og jeg sa,
you are good.
Du jo kjempeflink.
You can actually do it.
Du kan jo gjøre det her.
You can swim.
Du kan svømme.
There's no competition.
Det jo ingen konkurranse.
So while I was saying that.
Og mens jeg sa det.
The second one.
Så sier det kommer den andre.
That one doesn't care.
Hun bryr seg ikke.
He said, come on, let's go.
Han sier,
let's do it.
La oss gjøre det her.
And while she was talking.
Og mens de snakket.
Then the announcement came.
Så kommer annonsen.
Divine in lane 1.
Divine I bane 1.
Neria lane 3.
Neria I bane 3.
So at least I was relieved a little bit.
Så jeg ble litt I hvert fall mer avslappet.
And two of them began to walk to the lane to go and jump into the water.
Og så begynte de å bevege seg mot sin bane for å hoppe til vannet.
My focus was on Neria.
Så mitt fokus var på Neria.
She hates competition.
For hun hater konkurranse.
And I was looking at her.
Og jeg så på henne.
So that we can make eye contact.
Så vi kunne ha øyekontakt.
So I could say to her.
Så jeg kunne si til henne.
You can do it.
Kom igjen, du kan
gjøre det. She never looked at me.
Men hun så ikke på
meg. And then she stood there.
Og så sto hun der.
I noticed that she took like a deep breath.
Og hun tok et sånt dypt åndedrag.
And all of a sudden she smiled.
Og plutselig så jeg et smil.
She was smiling.
Hun smilte.
I was like, can you look at me? Why is she smiling now?
Hvorfor kan du se på meg? Hvorfor smiler hun nå?
I was a little bit, you know, skeptical. Why? What is going on?
Jeg var litt sånn skeptisk. Hva skjer nå?
But she kept smiling until they say, they announced and say, go.
Hun smilte helt til de sa, klar, ferdig, gå.
So she swam all the 25 meters, like all of them.
Og hun svømte alle 25 meter.
And when she came out, she was, you know, laughing, coming to us.
Og når hun kom opp igjen, så smilte hun og så kom til oss.
You can do it.
Så sa jeg, du kan, kunne det jo, jeg sa jo det.
She said, no, no, no.
Hun sa, nei.
You know what?
Vet du
hva? You know, as I was walking
mens jeg gikk,
to that place.
Til den
planen. I said Jesus.
Så sa jeg Jesus.
Take away my fear.
Ta bort min frykt.
And I remembered.
Og jeg husker.
That God is with me.
At Gud jo med meg.
And then I smiled.
Og så smilte jeg.
I was oh wow okay.
Og jeg tenkte wow okay.
So. Oh, were you clapping? Okay. So it didn't make much. It didn't take much on me that time.
Så det krävde inte så mycket av mig den gången.
And then she continued with other lanes and continued swimming more and more.
Och så svämt hon mer och mer.
And later that night I thought of it.
Och på kvällen så hörde jag.
You see, as a father,
som en far,
as parents,
som föräldrar.
I don't really think we spend that much time, you know, with the children all the time.
Så brukar du tid med barna hela veien.
Actually, they spend most of the time in school, in activities with their friends.
Ikke hele tiden. De brukar mest tid med vänner och skolan.
And that's the reality.
Och det är realiteten.
Yeah, we try to live that Christian values at home as much as we can.
Vi prøver å leve det kristne livet hjemme så mye vi kan.
But I think that for my Neria, praying that prayer, saying, Jesus, take away my fear.
Men for Neria och be den bønnen, Jesus, ta bort min frykt.
Has a lot of influence in what she does every day during the days.
Har så mye innflytelse på henne
gjennom
alle dager.
One of those powerful influences is the wonderful Christian school we have behind here.
Och en av de inflytelsen är ju nettop kristen skola som vi har här.
I am convinced that this is where she gets most of her Christian values.
Det är ju obvist om att är en måte som hun får mest av sina kristna värderingar på.
Being down there every morning in every Sunday morning in Sunday school.
Och vara där var morgon och i på söndag barnkyrkan på söndag.
This is where she build most of her Christian values like every other child.
Det är på den måten som hun bygger sina kristna värderingar som andra barn.
We can do as much as we can.
Så föräldrar kan vi göra så mycket vi kan.
But most important.
Men det viktigaste
is that we need to release these donkeys. We need to release them to him for use.
Att vi tänker och sätta detta äste fri och bringa dem till Jesus.
The atmosphere for them.
She got the har en atmosfär runt sig.
So I'm not talking about advertising about the school here now.
Så jag snackar inte om skolan här nu.
But it's important.
Men det är viktigt.
I realize how important it is for us to have them go to this school.
Vi upplever att det är så viktigt för oss att ha dem på skolan.
Because it builds their foundation.
För det bygger fundamentet deras.
How would I have felt if I didn't pull them? I wouldn't have felt so good if I didn't.
Jag vill inte ha följt det så gott hvis jag inte
har det. So that is my own responsibility.
Det är mitt ansvar.
So all of us.
Så alle.
We all have role to play one way or the other.
Vi har forskjellige ulike roller å spille.
We have a wonderful youth group here.
Vi har en fantastisk ungdomsflokk her.
Tormod and I were in Albania last week.
Tormod og jeg var i Albania sist uke.
We were on a mission trip down in Albania.
På en misjonstur i Albania.
And in one of the nights.
Og på en av kveldene.
One of the leaders of the youth groups.
Så var det en av lederne I ungdomsgruppen.
So he came out.
Som sa.
He said, "We are watching you, you elders.
Vi ser på dere, dere som vuxna.
We are looking at you, how you run.
Vi ser på dere, hvordan dere løper.
We are running behind you.
Vi løper bak dere.
Please do not lead us wrong.
Ikke led oss på villspor.
We want you to stand behind us.
Vi ønsker å stå bak dere.
We want you to be with us.
Vi vil at dere skal være sammen med oss.
We want you to encourage us.
Vi vil at dere skal oppmuntre oss.
You see, we also have the same wonderful youth here.
Vi har de samme herlige ungdommene her.
Sometimes we assume that all is well.
Og noen ganger så tenker vi at går vi ut for at alt bra.
You know, the number of people coming into the gathering keep on increasing.
At de som kommer, det antallet bare øker.
And then we clap and say hallelujah.
Og så klapper vi og sier halleluja.
Which is very very good.
Som jo bra.
But sometimes we also need to motivate and encourage them.
Men noen ganger så trenger vi å motivere dem og oppmuntre dem.
Should I say encourage us? Should I say encourage us?
Og som de oppmuntrer oss.
Because I'm also a youth.
For jeg også en ungdom.
You know, when the youth gather.
Når ungdommene kommer sammen,
I'm the oldest youth.
Så jeg den eldste ungdommen.
And when the elders gather,
og når de eldste sammen,
I become the youngest elder.
Så jeg den yngste eldste.
So encourage us as youth.
Så när vi är sammen som ungdom.
Take your time and ask maybe the youth leaders.
Så spör ungdomsledarna.
Is there anything that we can help you do?
Är det något vi kan hjälpa till med?
They meet Fridays.
De möts på fredagar.
They meet every second Sunday.
Och andra söndag.
Let us not assume that everything is perfectly well.
Icke bara låt oss anta ting är bra.
They need us as the older ones to stand behind them and encourage and motivate them.
De trenger oss som är äldre till att kunna stå bak och motivera dem.
This is all we have to do it.
Det är slik vi gör det.
The master has need for all of us.
Mästaren har brukt för oss alla.
Do not think that what you can offer is so little.
Icke tänk på att det du kan bidra med är för lite.
Whatever we can give.
Vad vi kan göra
i, they all have massive importance in his kingdom.
Så har det enorm betydning i hans rike.
Release yourself.
Så sätt dig själv fri.
See, in that meeting that Tormod and I had in Albania.
I det möte som Tormod och jag hade i Albania.
I listened to a wonderful speech by Carl Gustav.
Så hörte jag på en fantastisk tale av Carl Gustav.
How many of you know who's Carl Gustav?
Carl Gustav Severin, hur okay. Många vet?
For you who don't know.
För er som inte vet.
No, you are not missing much. You are not going to miss much.
Du kommer inte att gå glipp av mycket nu.
Just come here sometime in September during Stavanger Fest.
Bara kom här på Stavanger Fest i september.
So if you don't know him,
hvis du ikke kjenner ham,
if you have not heard him speak,
hvis du ikke har hørt ham tale,
just come in Stavanger Fest.
Bare kom på Stavanger Fest
in September, you will hear him.
I september så får du høre ham.
On that, the opening night of our mission trip.
Så i öppningskvällen på den missionsturen.
He had a wonderful message. He said, "Stretch out your arms."
Så hade han ett fantastiskt budskap om att räck din hand ut.
You see, Europe is never going to be the same since February 24.
Fordi at Europa kommer aldrig till att bli det samma efter februari 24.
A lot of things have changed in Europe and even the world since then.
Det är så många ting som har ändrat i Europa och världen sedan den 24 februari.
We should be prepared to expect more changes.
Vi skulle förbereda oss på att möta större förändringar.
We are going to have a lot of guests from Ukraine.
Vi kommer att ha en del gäster från Ukraina.
So how are we prepared as a church, as a body, to assimilate them?
Så hur är det vi förbereder oss som Kristi kropp för att ta emot dem?
And that is the reality.
Och det är realiteten.
So maybe I'm sounding too pushy this morning, sounding like a taskmaster, one African boy is a taskmaster.
Kanske jag har varit lite som pågående dag och med dig.
But the truth is that I'm in a family.
Men sanningen är att jag är i familjen
min. I'm in my home.
Jag är ju hemma.
And what I can do?
Och det jag kan göra
is to be open to pour my heart in my home.
Är att öppna min händer
och mitt hjärta. So maybe we need more interpreters.
Kanske vi trenger mer.
We may need more interpreters, both in English.
Det är ju fler som kan engelsk.
In French.
Så fler som kan engelsk än fransk.
We may need more interpreters in French.
Vi trenger flere oversettere som kan på fransk.
I know some people who attend this church.
Jeg kjenner noen som tilhører denne menigheten.
Recently.
Fra nylig.
They are just new. They are not yet very good in Norwegian.
De er helt nye. De er ikke så gode i norsk ennå.
They are not good in English either.
De er ikke så gode i engelsk heller.
But they are good in French.
Men de er flinke på fransk.
Maybe someone can volunteer to be an interpreter. In
kanskje noen vil være frivillig og oversette
as
for dem.
People from Ukraine are coming in as guests.
De får ukrainere som kommer inn som gjester.
Maybe we need interpreters in Ukrainian language as well.
Kanskje vi trenger ukrainske tolker.
Think about these things.
Tenk på dette.
This is one of the things that Jesus is asking.
Dette er jo sånne ting som Jesus spør om for oss.
I need a donkey to walk with me into Jerusalem.
Jeg trenger et esel som kan gå med meg inn i Jerusalem.
Do not think that anything you do is unimportant.
Tenk ikke at det du gjør, bidraget ditt er så lite.
Every gift counts.
Hver gave teller.
We all have something to give.
Vi har alle noe å kan og bidra med.
And lastly,
og til slutt,
you see, we can give everything that we have.
Vi kan gi alt vi har.
We can give our talents.
Vi kan gi våre talenter.
We can give our arms.
Vi kan gi våre armer.
We have been so wonderful.
Vi har så fint.
You know, for giving here is not a problem for this church.
For det å gi, det er ikke noe problem for denne kirka.
You know, for Ukraine alone.
Fra Ukraina alene.
I think the last 2 weeks we've been able to mobilize nearly 75,000, right?
Ja, de siste ukene så har vi jo bidratt med rundt 75,000.
That's quite a lot.
Det er ganske mye.
And we should be have gratitude to God for that.
Og vi skal være takknemlige til Gud for det.
We cannot thank God enough for all that we do from here.
Vi kan ikke.
So we continue in that mood.
Så vi fortsetter i denne ånden.
But at the same time.
Men samtidig.
One of the most critical things.
En av de viktigste tingene.
That as we release our physical things, the things that we have in our arms.
Det at vi gir våre hjerter.
The most important is to give up our hearts to him.
Det viktigste er at vi gir våre hjerter til ham.
Remember the story of Mary and Martha.
Du husker Martha og Maria.
Let us combine those two qualities together.
La oss binde de to kvalitetene sammen.
David was called a man after God's heart.
Jesus, David ble kalt en mann etter Guds hjerte.
Because he always there to release his heart.
Fordi at han alltid var der for å gi sitt hjerte.
So above all what we can give.
Så over alt det vi kan bidra med.
Release our heart at all times unto him.
La oss frigjøre våre hjerter til ham.
After Jesus arrived into Jerusalem.
Etter at Jesus kom fram til Jerusalem.
He started a process.
Så startet han en prosess.
A process of separation.
En prosess av avskillelse.
A process of cleansing.
En process av renselse.
The first thing he did was to go and tackle the fig tree.
Det första han gjorde var ju fikentreet.
The fig tree that did not bear fruit.
Som inte bar frukt.
If you take your time to read the whole of Mark chapter 11.
Hvis du läser Markus 11 hela.
So after the fig tree.
Så efter fikentreet.
He went into the temple.
Så gick han in i templet.
He saw people who were changing money.
Han så pengeväxlarna.
He cleansed the temple.
Han renset templet.
He said, "My house is called a house of prayer."
Han sa att mitt hus ska vara ett bönhus.
He did not stop there.
Han stoppade inte där.
If you go further to verse 25.
Går över till 35.
25. If you go further to verse 25.
Från vers 35.
He preached about forgiveness and prayer.
Så talade han om tillgivelse och bön.
A process of cleansing.
En process av renselse.
It does not mean that you are a sinner.
Det betyder inte att vi är syndare.
It does not mean that we are guilty.
Det betyder inte att vi är skyldiga.
This is not about condemnation.
Det handlar inte om fördömelse.
It is not about judgment.
Det handlar inte om att döma.
It does not mean that you are not saved.
Icke betyder inte att du är frälst.
It is preparing our heart for his use.
Men det handlar om att förbereda sitt hjärta.
It is not releasing ourselves for him to use us.
Slik att han kan bruka oss.
So how are we prepared as that donkey?
Så hvordan förbereder vi äsle?
That spotless donkey. That spotless donkey.
Den här fläckfria äslet.
That no man has used before.
Som icke någon människa har
sett på förr. That is what Jesus is preparing in our heart.
Det är slik Jesus.
But we have to release that heart to him.
Förbereder våra hjärtan och vi må ge vårt hjärta till
honom. As we rise up and begin to worship him.
Kan vi resa oss?
Can we be on our feet to begin to praise him?
Kan vi begynne å takke ham?
Can we release our heart unto him this hour?
Kan vi frigjøre våre hjerter til ham i formiddag?
Say, Father, I am free, I'm released to be in your presence.
Och se, Herre, jag är fri och jag är förlöst till att vara i din närhet.
I release my heart unto you.
Jag ger mitt hjärta till dig.
I release my soul unto you.
Jag frigör min själ till dig.
Qualify me, Father, as that spotless donkey.
Herre, låt mig få vara som detta äsle.
I want to ride with you into Jerusalem.
Jag vill ri med dig in i Jerusalem.
I want to ride with you into that holy city, the city of the living God.
Jag vill ri med dig här in i den här byn, Guds by.
Prepare my heart.
Förbered mitt hjärta.
Untie every chain, every rope that is holding me back.
Lös mig från alla band.
Give me the grace to always say.
Ge mig nåde till allt jag kunde se.
I am for you.
Jag tillhör dig.
You are saying unto us this hour.
Du säger till oss i denna tid.
The Lord has need of it.
Herren har brukt för den.
Lord,
Herre,
we submit.
Vi ger oss.
We submit our hearts.
Våra hjärtan.
We submit our souls.
Vår själ.
We release all unto you.
Vi förlöser allt.
Remember the last song we sang before we started preaching.
En av de sista sångerna vi sang för talen.
He said, "Help me."
Hjälp mig.
To hear when you call.
Och höra när du kallar.
I will go where you want me to go.
Och gå när du vill att jag ska gå.
Help me to see what you want me to see.
Hjälp mig att se det du vill jag ska se.
Why not pray this prayer this hour?
Låt oss be den här bönen.
The grace to be able to release ourselves for his use.
Nåden till att kunna sätta oss själv fri till hans
power.
Är inte
vår kraft. It is not of him who runs.
Det är inte den som löper.
Not of him who wills.
Det är inte den som vill.
It is of God that shows mercy.
Men det är han som visar nåden.
Let us plead for that mercy and the grace to be able to run with him.
Låt oss ta emot den nåden så att vi kan löpa med honom.
Jerusalem.
Upp till Jerusalem.
And so mighty God, we bless you this morning.
Herre, vi välsigne dig.
We thank you for your word that has come forth.
Vi tackar dig för det ordet som
har gått ut. We bless that this word has permeated into the heart and bones and marrows of your children.
Herre, vi ber om att detta ordet ska plantas i vårt inre.
We pray, Father, that we will not be just hearers of this word.
Att vi inte bara hörare.
But we will be doers.
Men att vi kan vara görare.
We ask that this word will ignite fire into us.
Att detta ord tänder en
eld. Father, help us to see what you want us to see.
Hjälp oss att se det du
vill
vi ska se.
Help us to hear what you want us to hear.
Hjälp oss att höra.
Help us to take away every chain, every yoke, every barrier.
Hjälp oss att ta bort alla kättingar, alla.
Release us to step out. Release us to step out to work for you.
Till att kunna vara klara till att gå med dig.
Tell us, Father, what exactly you want me to do for you.
Herre, fortell oss vad du vill jag ska göra för dig.
To the glory of your holy name.
Till ära för ditt namn.
As we ride with you.
när vi rir med dig.
Rejoicing.
Gläder oss.
Laying down the palms and leaves on the floor.
Förlåt att lägga grenar och
praising you as our King of Kings.
Ned framför vår Herre och tillbe dig.
Shouting Hosanna in the highest.
Ropa Hosanna i det högsta.
Into the holy city.
In i den heliga
byn. City of the living God.
Byn till den levande Gud.
In Jesus name.
I Jesu namn.
Amen.
Amen.